Okay, today's daf is Bechoros daf Chav Zayin, and we are on Chav Av Mabez, the new parak that was started yesterday. We'll start with the two dots on Chav Av Mabez. Im Omar Lo. So the Gemara previously, the Mishnah is discussing in the beginning of this parak, how long does a Jew, does a Yisrael, have the responsibility to take care of the Bechor before he gives it to the Kohen? Because he can't give it to the Kohen until it is basically independent and viable. We don't put that burden onto the Kohen. So how long does the Yisrael have to keep it? So the Gemara, Mishnah talks about different types of animals and different lengths of time. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. And ultimately, the Gemara says, "Lo maser chakasov elo lechachamim," which is a very important principle in Shas. Comes up a number of times when the Torah says something, and the Torah does not define the parameters of the din. In a few cases, it's not so common, but in a few cases, the Torah says, "You figure it out to the chachamim, and the chachamim tell us what to do." Probably the most famous example of that principle is Isur Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Torah says you need to make it Chol HaMoed. So, what does that mean? Right, there's no regular Issa Malacha, but how do we know what is Issa Malacha? So, as a Machlokas Rishonim, but the Gemara says, L'masar HaKasav Al HaChachamim, Machlokas Rishonim, whether that makes it into an Issa D'Araisa or an Issa D'Rabanan, Tosfos in Moed Katan and elsewhere, what exactly is included in the Issa Malacha of Chol HaMoed, but that's where the principle comes up. I'm sorry, you see, Chagigo Yidchasim Al Aleph, I think that's where the Tosfos is. See the other side. In terms of that principle. Okay, so now though we are continuing. Said the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes it, Im Amar Lo HaKohen B'toch HaZman Tenei, if before the time that the Jew was supposed to give it to the Kohen, the Yisrael was supposed to give it to the Kohen, before that time, the Kohen says, you know what, can you please give it to me? It's on me. I'll take care of it. So then the Gemara says, that's Aser. Harei Zelo Yitein Lo, the Yisrael is not allowed to give it to the Kohen before the time. So why would that be? You'd think, this is a Bechor, it's going to the Kohen, so go to the Kohen a little earlier. So what's the problem? So my time up. Amar Rav Sheshes says, "Bebnei Shenira kikohen hamisayeya bebeis hagranos," because it appears like a kohen who is helping in the storage house. That is a principle that is quoted generally by Trumas and Maestras, which we'll have the source in a minute. But that is the halacha of a kohen is not allowed to, let's say, work in your granary and in that way get the mice, Trumas and Truma, and he'll be the kohen that you're going to choose to get the Truma to because he's working in your silo, in your factory. It's like he's buying the Truma. It's not allowed. Koes kohen hamisayeya bebeis hagranos. The fiati siati. End of the skinny lines in Rashi. Shadirik Kohanim Sayyid Vesakranos, Lafisha Bizbana Ze, Ein Bachar Royal Klum, Achipo Bamum. Vakiva Da'al Yisrael Ram Yelitabava Chabisham Yom, since it's incumbent upon the Jew, the Amalei Akoy Betoch Azvan, and the Kohen says, give it to me, Va'azunenu, and I will take care of it. Basically, the Jew is saving money like by the Kohen taking care of it. It's as if the Kohen is paying the Jew. Paying the Israel to for the animal. As if the Kohen is renting out the animal, saving him from the tircha. But with that tonight, because you're going to give it to me. And not to any other Kohen. The Doma the Kohen Shemesayeh Bebesakranos Ladush Velizros Kedeshi Yitzner Lo Atrumos. Right, similar to a Kohen that helps out in the granary with the malachas of Disha and Zaria, threshing and winnowing, two of the Lamatas malachas, two of the Sidur of the Pas, in order that the Yisrael give that Kohen the Truma. Right, that is the concept of Kohen Shemesayeh Bebesakranos. So here, it looks like that. Right, it looks like the Kohen of Zacharias because the Kohen is helping him out. Why isn't it actually? It is Kohen Misayeya. The Gemara only says it's Nire Ki Kohen Misayeya. It's not actual. So the Rashi's Bikurim says because the Kohen is not actually giving him money. He's saving him money. He's not giving him money. So in Halacha, as this comes up many times, it's not always the exact same thing, saving a penny and giving a penny. It's not the same thing. If in Kedusha, the Gemara talks about, if a man saves a woman money with the authorities, the man says, you know, I'll speak to the authorities because you won't have to pay your ticket. A woman owns a ticket, so he says, I'll take care of it. I know the judge. See, he speaks to the judge, and in that way, she doesn't have to pay. Is that marriage? Is that kiddushin? However, kudashesli bimamon she atzio bishvilech machar. I'm not Knas Moshe v'Yisrael. Right, he says the whole nusach. Does that work? So in every halachic context, you have to look at what about ribis? Right, in certain cases of ribis, we say money saved is like money earned. So that's the Reishis Bikurim here. At least in this context, by koin misayeya, it's not going to be the same. Saving you money and actually working for you is also saving you money. If I'm working in your field, but I guess working for you is different than just taking the animal beforehand. Even though I'm working the animal now, but it's a little separate. Then he says, "Hadavadei rak nira kimisayev, lo misayev mamish, mishum de ein hahanoa magaas elov mamish, da hazon behemas chaveiro." If I feed my friend's animal, dome, it's like the case in elsewhere. Lemishahalach lemedina sayam uba chaveir bezon es ishto. Right, it's like somebody who comes and feeds somebody's wife whose husband went to Medina Sayam. Where the Gemara, the Lashon news that the other Mesechus Ktubis is, he niach ma'osav al keren atzvi. You put your money on the top of a deer, meaning you're wonderful. It's great what you did. But you put your money on a deer that ran away. You don't have to pay back. You didn't make a t'nai that, oh, the husband has to pay me back when he gets back. He niach ma'osav al keren atzvi. That's the language used in these types of cases. That's why it's not nachshav a mahan el abaylim, el enonire el a kim misayeya, bebeis agronis, velo misayeya mamish. Okay, that's the chara of the Reishis Bikurim, Rav Moinberg.
Can the coin get benefit from the animal?
Can the coin get benefit
from the animal once it's in his possession?
From the animal once it's in his possession, when it's a carbon. And the carbon says it's from Ila until after the Zrika and the Hakravis Emurin. So until that time, we're talking about a time here. Okay,
also,
yeah.
A regular Misayev is only saving money.
A regular Misayev is also, why is that Misayev and this is Kim Misayev? So I think there's a little different because there I'm going into your yard and working with your animal.
Yeah.
So that, and here I'm just taking it off of your hands.
And you're feeding it.
You're feeding it, but now it's like yours. The coin says, here, give it to me. I'll take it now already. You can give it to me in a month, so I'll take it now. So he takes it away. It's not yours anymore. So that's why I think you have to say the chiluk between a regular misayeya, where he's working for you, and he was not working for you. He's doing something that is saving you, but he took the animal off your hands, which is one step removed from a regular misayeya. Okay, so says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, what's the source of this whole concept? Hakonim v'halavim v'ho'aniyim. Kohanim, Levim, Laniyim. The three people that we have to give matanas to. Right, there's a Rashi in Allah Torah that says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you take care of my three and I'll take care of your three. Right, La Ger, La Amana, I forgot the exact passage, but I think it's in Sefer Tvarim, where Rashi says, you take care of my three, I'll take care of your three. So these are the three. Hakonim, Levim, Laniyim. Hamisayayim, Misayim, Bebeis, Haroim. That help out in the world of shepherding, that's the Kohanim, Ubebeis Hagronos, that could even be the Levim, Ubebeis Hamitzbachayim, that depends, that's going back on the Kohanim, that's the Zerah L'chaim and the Keva, they're in the butcher shop, they want those, so they're jumping the gun. So the halacha is, Enosin Lahem Truma Umayser B'scharon, or it says on the side, Truma Umatanos B'scharon, if they're there, you can't pay them with this. Because that's demeaning of these gifts. Because inherently they are matanos. Matanos means I give you a gift. Matana isn't I give you schar. And by definition, it has to be a gift. If you're jumping the gun, that's undermining the definition of these items. V'im osin kein chilolo. Amazingly. If you do this, you're mechalel the gifts. You think, what's the chilol? Okay, he's jumping the gun. I have to give it to the kohen anyways. He does me a favor that it's already earmarked for him. After all, let's say we have a concept elsewhere called makire kahuna. Let's say there's a coin that I always give the gifts to. I'm allowed to do that. They don't have to give it to a different coin every time. The concept of makire kahuna, that's even a quasi-kinyan makire kahuna. So here, what's the big deal? The Gemara says it's mechalo the gifts, because that undermines the concept of matanos. These have to be matanos of a Yisrael, sometimes even called Mishochan Gavoa Kazachu, really going from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a matana. If somebody's working for you, that is not called a matana. V'yalein HaKasav Omer, about this it says, Shichatem Baris HaLevi, you have destroyed the bris of the Levi, of Shevet Levi, which includes Trumos and Meisers. The Omer, and also the Brisa adds, V'yaz Kachi, B'nei Yisrael, Lo Sechal, Luv, Lo Samusu. You should not desecrate, and be Mechalel, the kadshim of Bnei Yisrael. My v'omer, what is the extra line v'omer teaching me? Why do you both psukim? Pasukim in Malachi, pasukim in Midbar. Right, you might say, what do you need the first pasuk for? Just say the second pasuk is by Midbar. That's stronger than Malachi. So the Gemara says, we'll go in order. V'chitema misalo. If you want to say, they're not chayav misa if they do this. Tashmavis kashim Bnei Yisrael, losachalu v'losamusu. That's why he says it in that order, because the second pasuk is adding, there's even an iser misa on the Kohanim and the Levim. Why is there an Isser Misa here? Isser Misa? Is this counted as one of the Chayvim Misas? So Tosfos says, no, don't take it that literally. Tosfos says in Vechitema, Lav Dafka. Sometimes the Gemara says Chayvim Misa when it doesn't really mean it. Right? A Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that there's a stain on his shirt. Nitzar of Abba Victor is Chayvim Misa. What's the Bezos going to put him to death? So it's in a certain sense, it's a very serious infringement, right? So that's what the Tosfos says here. Means also lav dafka to lo chashiv lo beperek elu hanisrafin b'hadi elu shebemisa. Tosfos takes it literally. Says if you look on the list in Sanhedrin when we did all the chayvim misas, so this isn't there. Misayev beis akranas ella karov hu lashon misa. It's karov. It's really something that should not be done. It's karov hu lechiyev. The chiyah misa, avon misa. The Shimon Gebrat says, "It's karvu la avon misa." Okay, like what the Tosfos says in brackets. So, what's the point? Again, this is supposed to be a certain matana, a certain order, a certain direction that it's supposed to go from. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how it created the system. And if you're doing it, it might not only be stealing from the rest of the shevet, which it definitely is. Right, this is supposed to be equal, and the Yisrael is supposed to have a choice. And here you're not giving him a choice, and you're undermining even the definition of the item. Okay. So the Gemara continues, quoting the Braisa. Ubikshu, right, we stopped in the middle to answer why we need two psukim. Ubikshu, chachamim lakonsam. The chachamim even wanted to fine the Yisraelim who gave these matanos to these kohanim in their field. I guess it also says aniyim, because they're talking about manas aniyim. And v'lios mafrishin aleim truma mishlam, or mishalahem. And they wanted, chachamim wanted to make these owners take off truma again. Bikonis them, find them. You gave it to them, didn't work. You got to take off truma again. Umepnei ma'lo konsum. Why didn't they find them? Dilma l'asi la'afrushim and apater alachiyev. The problem is, if you say they're going to have to give again, so then they're going to think that the original truma totally was not truma. They'll think, oh, this wasn't truma, and therefore the rest of that area, the rest of that grain is still tevel, and they'll take off truma again from it. But really, the Amida Raisa, that field is no longer tevel, that field is chulin. But they'll end up taking menapater alachiyev, which isn't going to work, which will lead to serious infractions of chayvim misas bezdin. Thank you. So therefore, the Rabbanan said, the greater good, even though I would like to find them, but not in this case where it could lead to minapater alachiyev. Okay, uba kulan, continuing the braisa, yesh bohen, tovas hana, labailim. But by all of them, though, there is tovas hana. What does tovas hana mean? Usually tovas hana means my choice who to give it to. But the Gemara here says it's even more inclusive here. What does tovas hana mean in this context? Ketzad. Just keep in mind, how do we get into this whole discussion? We're talking about our Mishnah, how long Yisrael has to keep the Bechor to himself, and what happens if the Kohen tries to jump the gun. So that's the whole context of this early part of Perek Ad Kama Yisrael. So we continue. So what is Tovas Hana mean in this context? Ketzad, the Braisa gives one example. Yisrael shehifrish truma mikiryo. A Yisrael that is mafrish truma from his silo, from his pile. Umatsu Yisrael acher. And his neighbor, a Yisrael, finds him. Va'omar lo, and says, holacha selazeb, b'teneyu, leben biti kohen. Hi, here's some money. Could you please, give it to my grandson? My daughter's son, who's married to a Kohen. So a Yisrael is coming there to try to get you to give it to the Kohen. Not a Kohen getting it for himself, and not a Kohen for another Kohen. So that is mutter. That's not a problem. That's not an undermining of the definition of Manus Kahuna. That's not considered Kohen and Misayeya. Because Kohen Misayeya means the Kohen's getting it for himself. Or even, it seems like, if the Kohen, or it says, Vim Ahaya Kohen LeKohen Aser. Okay, even if a Kohen's doing it for a different Kohen, that's not allowed. Because that's still included in Kohen HaMisayeya. If a total stranger comes in, so then that's the Yisrael's choice. A Yisrael can give it to whoever he wants. So if a total third party, Yisrael, who is not roy to get it himself. That's the key here. He's not roy to get it himself. So that's not a misayeya. That's not undermining. It's still the Yisrael's choice. He's just being encouraged to give the matana to a specific Kohen. That would be okay. That's included in the Tovas Hana'ah of the Yisrael. Period. Says the Gemara then, Vitana, yeah?
He's going to say to give it to his son.
Give it to his grandson. Give it to his son-in-law. If he, okay. So that's why did he say son-in-law and instead of grandson? Interesting. I don't know if there's any more deeper beyond that than what we could try to imagine. Between the Aiden and the Shver. Vitzanan, that was our Yiddish lesson for the day. Vitana, says the Gemara in the middle, my taima lo karmanis kahuna. Why did the Braisa only give one example? The Braisa only gave one example of the Yisrael giving this Sela to Ben B.T. Cohen. It didn't say matnas kahuna. Why didn't it give an example of that? For example, the Rashi says how else the Gemara could have said it. So, amalacha, no. Truma, you know why truma is allowed? Truma is allowed, but the other matanas aren't allowed. Why? Truma, de kedushas hagufi, truma, which has inherent kedusha. And everybody knows you can't do anything to truma to get rid of its kedusha. You can't be poded truma, you can't be mechalo kedusha. So truma's kedusha is haguf. And therefore, kiva delo misachla, people know that truma can never be mischalel, lo asil mitiba. Nobody's going to think, like this grandson who sees what his grandfather did for him, is not going to say, hey look, my grandfather gave money to that guy, and he paid for the truma, so it must be the truma's chulin now, because the kedusha was transferred over. So there's no worry about that, because everybody knows that truma is Kedusha Saguf. And that's why everybody's scared of Truma. And that's why Mishnayos and Demai tell us that even Amei Aretz are scared of Truma Gedola, and you don't even have to be worried that they didn't take off Truma Gedola. You only have to be worried about something that they don't know about. For example, Truma Smeiser, which is in Meiser Rishon. But Truma Gedola, once they know about it, so then they're scared, so that's why we would allow it here. But Hani, but by the others, what's others? For example, by Bechor, Kiva and the Kedusha's Damim Ninhu, since it has Kedusha's Damim, what do you mean a Bechor is Kedushas Damim? What does that mean? Isn't it a Karbam when it's a Tam? We'll see Rashi in a second. Asi Lamiti Bahon, so that you might come, the grandson might come to make a mistake. He'll think that the animal was already Nischalel. He'll treat it as Chulin, and that's a problem, because it wasn't Nischalel, right? The Mischal Kedusha Sayu Arba Zuze, they'll think the Kedusha was Mischalel for the four Zuz that the grandfather gave. Asi Laminag Bahu Bahen Minag de Chulin. And they'll come to be Noeg Minag of Chulin in it, and that's why it is Xera Drabanan. Even though really this minus really should be good. Tovas Hana'ah should include any non-Kohen that is trying to encourage the owner to give it to a certain recipient, that would be okay, except for this Xera Drabanan. What does it mean that Bechor is a Kedushas Damim? It's a Kohen. Look at Rashi. Avalhani Matnas Bechor. It's Rashi's Girsa. Kedushas Damim Ninhu. De Imratza Kohen Limkar Bisar Bechor. What does that mean? It means after it's shechted. Right? The Bisar Bechor is Kache Kalim. Kache Kalim is, could be eaten even by Yisrael. So Kedushas Damim here means that anybody can eat it. Doesn't have to be the Kohen. Vizrael l'chaim v'keva, mochel Yisrael. Vizrael l'chaim v'keva are total chulin. Those are just parts of the animal that from a chulin animal that goes to the Kohen, a matnas kahuna, but a Kohen can give it to whoever he wants. Vizulo boile li Yisrael l'michlinu b'tzli b'charto. What's the nafkamina? A Yisrael does not have to eat it as a Kohen usually has to eat it. The mitzvah achila, achilas kachem of a Kohen. Doesn't have to eat it with tzli, roasted, b'charto, ki hechadavid kor. Like a Kohen has to eat it, what's called lamashcha elsewhere, in a royal way. So that's what it means, not Kedushas Haguf. It means that Yisrael is allowed to take part in it. Okay, so that's what this Gezerah Drabanan, that this arrangement can only be made by Truma and not by others. There's a problem with the Psak of the Rambam as follows. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, this is pointed out by the Tur. The Tur does not like the Rambam here. The Tur in Hilchas Trumas, in Yud Beis Chaf, the Rambam says, Lo yitein adam truma l'shomer gito. Person should not give truma to the garter of his gat. Velo bechar l'shomer edro. And not bechar to his shepherd, if he has a kohen working for him. Velo matanos l'roa behemto. shouldn't directly give any of them. V'im nasan chilel. And if you gave them, you were machalel. You were machalel. What? The truma is machalel. It's still truma, but you were machalel it. Ela imkei nasan lahem schar shmirasan tchila. No, you got to pay them first. You pay them first. Then you want to give it to them? Fine. Interesting. You pay them first. That would be okay, because that's showing, haraya, that this is not bischar. V'rashoi Yisrael lomar li Yisrael acher. But one Yisrael, because he's another Yisrael, halacha selazu v'tein truma o b'char o shar matanas l'plonia kohen. Mefurish against our Gemara. The Rambam says that you could give the truma and the b'char and the shar matanas to the plonia kohen bin biti o ben achosi or my nephew. Again, doesn't say the son-in-law. I don't know why that is. Right? He says, my grandson or my sister's son. My sister married a Kohen. Either way, that is the Rambam. The Radvaz here mentions that it sounds like the Rambam is against the Gemara. You have to reread it. The Gemara doesn't really mean it. Gotta rework it. But the tour is points us out also that the Rambam seems to be against the Gemara. He says maybe it's based on another sheet that we'll get to in the coming Dafim, and this Gemara is not lahalacha. But either way, Pashtus, it's difficult what the Rambam means. Okay, period. Oh, now we get into five or six halachos related to Trumas Chutz La'aretz. Trumas Chutz La'aretz. So, Lumdus-wise, we'll have to figure out, after all these coolers that we're about to have, so what is Trumas Chutz La'aretz? What was the Takana Derabanan of Trumas Chutz La'aretz? We'll have to try to formulate it. Amar Rava, says Rava, Trumas Chutz La'aretz, Ein Ba Mishum Kohen Misayeh Bebeis HaKranos. Trumas Chutz La'aretz doesn't have this problem. That's how we get into this, from this halacha. A Kohen is allowed to help you out in Chutz La'aretz, where there's a Chiv of Truma, and you can give him the Truma, no problem. Why? Why is there no, there's no, what, it doesn't, the Rabbanan weren't misakin it as a matana? Why is there a problem? We're just mako, because the whole thing is gzera drabanan, so when it goes there, gzera l'gzera. Let's continue. Rav Chama yoev le'lashamei, Rav Chama gave it to his servant. Rav Chama had a servant, Kohen, and he gave it to his servant. Stop there. Sorry? Oh, so where is this? Where is Trumas Chutz La'aretz? So there is a discussion in the Rishonim. Where is Trumas Chutz La'aretz? If you look at the Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Trumas, first halacha in Hilchos Trumas, Hatrumas u'Maisras eina nohalgas bein min haTorah ela be'Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem. Trumas and Maisras daraisa only in Eretz Yisrael. Bein b'fnei habayis, bein shelo b'fnei habayis. Nothing to do with Beis Hamikdash, right? It's daraisa even without a Beis Hamikdash. V'hanaviyim iskinu shehu noagos af be'Eretz Shinar. And Nevi'im were Mesakin even in Eretz Shinar. Mipnei Shehi Smucha La'Eretz Yisrael. Because it's close to Eretz Yisrael. V'rov Yisrael Holchin V'Shavin Sham. And many Jews are there. Shinar is usually Bavel. Right? So it's close and many live there. V'chachamim, what the Rambam calls Nevi'im. And then he says, V'chachamim harishonim iskinu, shinoa goes af be'Eretz Mitzrayim. U'be'Eretz Amon, u'be'Eretz Moav. Mipnei Shehim Svivos Eretz Yisrael. So there's Karov La'aretz Yisrael and Svivos La'aretz Yisrael. So we have Shinar, which is close but not bordering. And then we have Mitzrayim, Amon, and Moav, which are bordering Mishay Svivos La'aretz Yisrael. That is what the Rambam says. It does not sound like, according to the Rambam, that you can include anything that's contiguous. It sounds like very specific. Very specific lands here. Other Rishonim agree to this, and some argue. I'm arguing and say, no, it was all the contiguous lands. But the Rambam says specifically, Shinar, Mitzrayim, Amon, and Moav. Says the Radvaz, V'lo yadati, lama lo iskiru, Eretz Edom. What about Edom? I think I write that's somewhat southeast. Shagam hi, krova la'aretz. V'shem alo nisyashvu sham Yisrael. Laficha lo iskiru osa. Lafichach nireh, says the Radvaz, shafilu nisyashvu b'hem Yisrael. Now, einoig b'hem shumusim ha'isras. She'en lanu lahosif al gzeirasam. We're not Mosifs. The Rambam Shita is, only these lands have Truma Dirabanan. Truma Daraisa is obviously in Eretz Yisrael. What's the definition of Eretz Yisrael? So this is, we haven't quoted this in a while. Eretz Yisrael, Amura B'chamakom, Hi Ha'aratzos Shekovish Osan Melech Yisrael, O Shofet, O Navi, Midas Rov Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael doesn't have a specific definition. You can't look somewhere like, okay, that's Eretz Yisrael. There could be, Eretz Yisrael could expand its borders. With how? With the Melech Yisrael, or a Shofet, or a Navi, with the Das of Rov Yisrael. V'zehu anikra kibush rabim. That is kibush rabim, discussed in Maseches Gittin. Aval yachin mi Yisrael. O mishpacha, o shevet, shehochu v'kavshu la'atzman makom, afilu min ha'aretz shenitzna la'avraham. Avraham has the more expanded borders, so even if they capture a land that belonged to Avraham, eino nikra Eretz Yisrael, kedei sheyinagu bo kol ha'mitzvos. That's not called Eretz Yisrael. Umepnei zeh, chilek Yehoshua u'beizdino kol Eretz Yisrael l'shvatim, v'yafa pisha lo nechvisha. That's why Yehoshua ben Nun split up all the lands, even though the Navi, Yehoshua, describes that this land, it goes through the whole list, and those middle 10 prakim that describe all the chalukos, it says, and this land was not conquered by this shevet, this land was not conquered by this shevet. So why they split it up then? Because Yehoshua wanted to imbue it with Kedusha at least. He wanted to give it a Shem Eretz Yisrael, even though it wasn't controlled by the Jews yet. Right, that's why Yehoshua ben Nun did. Those are important prakim, because it still has to give it a chalos shame kedusha Eretz Yisrael, even though it was not conquered yet. And then the Rambam goes into, what about David HaMelech? Now that's the kibush yachid. Karatzos shekavash David chutz le'eretz kinan, kigon, aram naharayim, v'aram tsova, v'acholav, v'chayotze bohen, apal pi shemelech Yisrael hu, v'al pi bezdin hagadol hayose, Einon ke'eret Yisrael l'chol davar, ve'lo ke'chutz la'aretz l'chol davar. Kegon bavel u'mitzrayim. I guess he doesn't define Shinar specifically as bavel. Shinar maybe is part of it, but he says, bavel u'mitzrayim, ela yatsu michal chutz la'aretz, ve'liyosad ke'eret Yisrael lo higiyu. Middle, right? You look at the Gemara, the Brisa, beginning of Maseches Git, that discusses there's three ways it's like Eretz Yisrael, three ways it's not like Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we're not going to get to that now. That's the sugyas of Kibush David HaMelech. But there are the Rambam has specific lists of the three that are Makomos, Busuyamos, the Dalal Aratzos, and there are others that say it is even greater. I saw in the Derech Hamuna, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Sefer Hanzroim, so he says, he quotes other Rishonim, that Rov Rishonim, he says, Shekala makom osmuchom l'eretz Yisrael chayev m'shuvas ha'maestros. He quotes that, he thinks that what that's the Gra holds, that many Rishonim argue with the Rambam, that any land that's some of is going to be chayev d'rabbanan. Okay, so the... Which would include, does that mean, kasamuch or karub? Say, but here we're talking about Bavel, right? In the Gemara here, right? Here we're talking about Rav Chama. Right, the Rav Chama was in Bavel. Yep. Okay. So Yavel the Shamis, he gave it to his servant. So another issue, though, on this line, and that is, are you allowed to have a servant who's a Kohen? He has a Shamish here. He's a Kohen, right? Are you allowed to do that? So there is a Hagos Mordechai in Gittin. I go to Mordechai in Gittin, that's quoted in the Taz, in Arachayim, in Sivim Kuf Chav Ches. The Hagos Mordechai says, Maisa be Kohen sheyotzak vayim al-gidei Rabbeinu Tam. One time there was a Kohen who was pouring water for Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had to wash his hands, there was a Kohen that was pouring water for him. And somebody was there and said, Rebbe, doesn't it say in the Yerushalmi, ha-mishtamish b'kahuna harizemol? You're not going to use the Kohen. Mishtamish b'kahuna harizemol. No, you use a Kohen. A Kohen is a servant of God. He's not your servant. So Rabbeinu Tam answered, "Ein kedusha lahem bizman hazeh." Why? Bizman shebigdeim aleihem kuhunasam aleihem. Ein bigdeim aleihem, ein kuhunasam aleihem. The Gemara from Zvachim Tezayin that we like to quote Tezayin Yuzayin. So he says that he's not wearing his begadim. He's not a kohen. Ask the velt on Rabbeinu Tam. We have a kohanim today. They duchen. They bench. They get first honors. What is he talking about? Bizman shebigdeim aleihem kuhunasam aleihem. They're kohanim today. So, the Achronim explain, and Rav Soloveitchik is quoted also here in the Rav Shechel Sefer, the Ginas Egos, where he has an article called Shchita Lav Avodahi. I think he told us that this was his Ofer Pshetel. I don't think it was his Bar Mitzvah Pshetel. I think he said it was his Ofer Pshetel. But he told us, like he said, he was quoted to us, and then it came out in the Sefer, the Ginas Egos. So he quotes from the Rav, who says that, obviously, there are two dinim in Kedushas Kahuna. And if you medayik in the language of this Hagos Mordechai, what does Rabbeinu Tam answer? He said, no, there's no din. Doesn't Yerushalmi say, Habashash b'kuhuna ma'al? It doesn't say usser, it says ma'al. Ma'al means, Beis HaMikdash, me'ila. There's two dinim, and you can say it different ways. There's a din of Kohen Lagabe Beis HaMikdash, and there's a din of Kohen Lagabe Gvulin. Or you could say Kohen Lagabe Avoda, and the Kohen Lagabe Non-Avoda. Either way, there's two aspects. Of course, Rabbeinu Tam would agree there's a concept of Kohen today. But the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam is twofold. Number one, there are two aspects of Kedusha Kahuna. Number two, the Isra of Ishtamshus B'Kahuna is totally on the aspect of Beis HaMikdash. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush. That this Isra of Ishtamshus B'Kahuna is not a problem Bisman azeh. The early farish. Dine beach kedushas kahuna yesh. The ish kedushas kahuna shebekvulin. Ha osarto. Right, but a kohen can marry a grusha today? Of course not. So that's kedushas kahuna bigvulin. Ha osarto la kohen bigrusha. Umatiraso bitruma. Umechayeves la kuli alma bichvodo. The mitzvah of kavod kohen, that for sure, that applies today. Viki Badato, that's giving him the first aliyah. Viyish Kedushas Kuhuna Shebim Mikdash, Hamachshir Tolakoin La Voda. Vahainu Dina Gamar, that's so paragon is Rafim. Mechusar Begadim, Shashimish Chayemisa, Ubidashi Begdeim Aleim, Kunas Aleim, Zarshimish Chayemisa, and there's two different halachas. And Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush is that this Isra of Hishtamshus Bekahuna is an Isra of Mikdash. We do have the mitzvah of Kibud today. Hishtamshus is not, though, a lack of Kibud. Hishtamshus is worse. Kibud means giving him the first, letting him talk first, giving him the first Kibud. But using him, so that's okay. You're allowed to have a worker who's a Kohen, but a Kohen can't have a job in a company. Can't give a Kohen a job in a company? Of course he can. That's the Isser of Hishtamshus be Kahuna. That's Tali on Mikdash. Okay, that's in this the beautiful article here at Simon Nun Beis in the Ginas Egos. There's more there that he talks about. We'll see you later. Okay. Bisman Beis Hamikdash, could a Kohen be sold as an Eved Ivri? Might be before, I don't remember. I'll have to check it out. But there might be that he's so poor that maybe giving him a job is not the same as physical labor. It could be. Maybe Dafka may have to check it out. Maybe pouring hands, that's physical labor doing for you. Maybe giving him a job is supporting him. It's the highest level of sukkah. That might be okay. You have to look it up. If in terms of this, Amei Avriya definitely applies to women, but Kohen Alevi, you have to check it up again. I'm sure it's before Shalacha in Avadim, either yes or no. Okay. Vaiters, that's the first halacha by Trumas Chutz La'aretz. There's no Isra Misayeh Bebeis HaGranas, and that's why Rav Chama gave it to his servant. Amar Shmuel, next halacha. Trumas Chutz La'aretz Betela Barov. Truma is chutz la'aretz, usually truma. Truma is batel b'mei of echad. You need 100 to 101. Right? Most things are batel d'araisa barov. And some are batel b'shishim d'rabanan. And then you have some that are even more chamer than a batel b'mei and batel b'masayim. So arlan, kilei akarim, are batel in 200. Truma is batel in 100. That's truma d'araisa. Truma is chutz la'aretz can even be batel b'rov. Rabba mivatel b'rov. Rabba himself, who was a Kohen, Rashi says, was mevatel it berov actively, and he ate it bimei tumaso. He ate it when he was tamei. Right, he was mevatel it berov. Truma, you can't eat when you're tamei. He ate it bimei tumaso. 2 points. Number one, the Rashba says elsewhere. The Rashba Yevama says it must be even by Trumas Chutz La'aretz, where it started to get mevutel first, and then he just finished the job. It was already Trumas Chutz La'aretz that got mixed up with chula, but not enough chulin. Maybe it was half and half now. And then he added. But you can't, lechadchila, take real trumas chutz la'aretz and then be mevatel it from the start. That's what the Rashba says. You have to limit this halacha of the Gemara because then it would be an isser of ein mevatel nisol lechadchila. That was the, that's what the Rashba says. Number one. We'll get back to that in a second. Let me just say the other point. That is, there's a machlokas here. What does it mean? Who is allowed to eat it be made tumaso? So for sure a Kohen could eat it when he is tame. Right? That is what Tosva says. Trumas chutz la'aretz betela barov lahatira l'kohen tamei ka'amar. Rashi adds in a zar can eat it. A zar is allowed to eat it. Okay, but this is one of the important sources of related to emavat l'nisla l'chadchila. Right, there is a stira. We discussed this in a daf be'in shir last year at some point. Generally, emavat l'nisla l'chadchila is assumed to be an iser dirabanan according to most Rishonim. There is a rivet that says that it is also daraisa. We generally don't assume like that rivet, but there is an important avni miluim that we did not quote in that shir. Ein beis medrash below chiddush. Avni miluim, the ksos in its shuvas in the back of the avni miluim holds that even though imavat l'nisla l'chadchila is usually nisla d'rabanan, to be mevatel truma l'chadchila is an nisla d'araisa. Because of the pasuk mishmeres trumosai, so he says there, the context there he's talking about is if somebody has to eat shreif, is it good? Well, because he's deathly ill. He has to eat some type of treif. Should you be mevatel the treif? So you're going to violate the iser of bitul l'chadchila in order that the guy doesn't eat treif. So, unless you have to give him treif daraisa, is it better for you to do it isad rabbanan so he doesn't do it isad daraisa? So, is that okay or not? That's his context. So, l'ni is daiti nireh to be isad rabbanan pshita. Diavagat de'im batzorach l'cholem mutav shebe'navar isad rabbanan. But lo yavar chol isar Torah. Yes, I should do it isad rabbanan to save myself from doing it isad daraisa. That's the sugi in the beginning of Shabbos. excuse me, chatei b'shul sheyiska chaverecha. We're not, there's no lamaisa here. Nobody should take this as a psak, but just in this context. But then he says, when it comes to truma, you can't do that. You have to truma, you can't do that, you have to be more careful, because being mevatel truma is an isidaraisa. A yiral and he has dieti to hacha min ha-torah asur. We should anu musharen ala truma, shalom nafsidena, dechsiv, ushmartem es mishmeres truma osai. U min ha-torah tzorach shimur, shalom nafsid truma. U kishem mevatel truma betel chulin, hari nefacha isur laheter. Venasa mi truma chulin, ta'achri ra'u mahatos, kimavur, v'havi lekima abed truma biyadayim. And therefore, the Truvas Avni Miluim in Simin Yudchas, he says, it's a collector's item Avni Miluim, that Truma, Bittel Issur L'Chanchila of Truma, that's an Issur D'Araisa, even though everything else is an Issur D'Rabbanan. Truma is a special pasuk. But Rovi showed him hold that it generally is D'Rabbanan. Maybe that's why the Rashba has that limit here also. Because we're still talking about Truma is only Issur D'Rabbanan, but maybe you have to limit it. In general, the Shulchan Aruch Paskas, again, we can't go through this now, listen to that shiur. General, there are differences between D'Rabbanans and D'Araisas. Once Drabanan Isurib get mixed up, you could be Mosifu Mavato by Drabanans. By Daraisas, you can't. The problem is, Yana Dioma, Neris Chanukah, that's the seer that all the Nosekilim deal with. By Neris Chanukah, if you have leftover oil on the last day of Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch says, you gotta burn it. You can't use it. The answer is, that's only also Drabanan. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya that if you have a Issa Drabanan, you could be Mosifu Mavatel it. So here, why can't you be Mosifu Mavatel left over after the eighth night? Why can't you mevatel it? Okay, Kasha, they say Rabbi David Feinstein saves his oil left over in the candles for to burn with the chametz. Right, we only save the lulavim, but he throws everything in. He saves it to burn with the chametz, you know, all the mitzvahs together. Okay, we continue. Rav Huna, Rabbi Yeshua, ki misrami le chamra de truma. When Rav Huna had truma wine, again, Durabanan from Chutz La'aretz, havi rami tre, here it sounds like he's doing a lechachila, havi rami tre natli dechulin, the chadar natal de truma. He used to mix together two ladles full of chulin and one of truma. He was mevatel barov. Mevatel barov sounds like lechadchila. Doesn't sound like it got mixed up. Well, you have to say it got mixed up a little bit already, and then he added to make this ratio. But either way, that's what he did. The shakel chad. Then he took one out. He took out a ladle full, and he drank it because he was able to assume that was chulin. But here comes another kula. Mikan ve'eluch. After he even took out a ladle, right? What would we say now if he took out a ladle? We would say now that, you know, there's Truman Chulin mixed up in front of you. There's another Kula. After you drank it, you're allowed to assume that there's still two Chulin ladles inside. And therefore, Rami Chada V'Shakal Chada. Throw another Truma one in, and then take out another one.
Definitely.
Right, right. Sounds like at least the second stage here is the Chachila. Either way, this is another Kula that is in place. By the way, Natla, this is one of the reasons, one of the Svaris to explain the bracha that we say every morning. Al nitilas yadayim. One of these reasons given by the rush in Mesachas brachas, nitilas yadayim, because natal is a cup. So al nitilas yadayim, that's why if I dunk my hands in a river, al tevilas yadayim. I don't say nitila. Nitilas is from the word natzla. It's using the cup. Okay, what happens if I don't have a cup? So I do the old, so if I just put my hands under, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, it's not good. But what if I know that if I don't have a cup, I have to turn it on and off, on and off, on and off? So do you say Netilas Yadayim there? You're not being Tovel, so what do you say there? Al Berez Yadayim? You don't say that. Right, so there we say Al Netilas Yadayim also. If you're not dug, you're still pouring it over, so the faucet is your cup. That's your Natzla. And you keep turning it on and off to make it to have Koach Gavra. But that's your Natzla. Next Kula, Yamar Shmuel. Trumas Chutz La'aretz, Ocha V'Holech Bachach Mafresh. Here already we start seeing the secret of Trumas Chutz La'aretz. Shmuel says, Trumas Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to eat, and there's leave over the Truma. Libo, you don't have to mafresh it beforehand. And that is the secret of Trumas Chutz La'aretz, as the Rishonim speak about in Beitza. They say, Trumas Chutz La'aretz, there's a Chovas Hafrasha, but there's no Isser Tevel. And that explains a lot of these halachas. And that's why you're allowed to leave it over. And that's why maybe there's no Koine Misayeya. Because Koine Misayeya is because there's an Isser here before you give. So if you formulate it as a Chovas Hafrasha, and Chovas Nesina without an Isser Tevel, so that explains a lot of the Kulas. So that's exactly the basis for Shmuel's din here. V'yamar Shmuel another Kula. Ein Trumas Chutz La'aretz Asura Ella. And they didn't even give a Kedusha. Kedusha Durabanan would reflect an Isser. So it's not even Kedusha. And that's what we're about to see. You don't have to worry about Tumah Tara as much. Tumas Chutz La'aretz Asura El B'Misha Tumah Yotza La Migufa. Tumas Chutz La'aretz is only Asur. Usually any Kohen who's Tameh is not allowed to handle Truma. But here, Tumas Chutz La'aretz is only Asur for a person who has Tumah Sheyotza Alav Migufa, which means Zav Zava Nida Yoledes. One of those two. Not all the Mechusre Kapara, right? Mitzorah is not. But anyone who has something flowing out of them and that makes them Tameh, they cannot handle Trumas Chutz La'aretz. Who's a big one who can? Tameh Meis. Tameh Meis is usually very Chamor. Tameh Meis here can handle the Truma. Right? The Rambam in Hilchos Metameh Mishkav U'Moshav, that's where the Rambam talks all about these Mechusre and this is even only ba'achila. Somebody who has this tuma cannot eat it. Even somebody who is tummy like this can handle shumas chutz la'aretz. Amaravina hilkach. Ravina says exactly why. If our wives or our family members or whoever the bakery, we would work at the bakery, make challah and they're mafresh challah. They ought to be mafresh challah. They only have to be mafresh challah for 2 weeks out of the month. No, even when they're in need, they'll have to be mafresh challah. Because that's handling, if it's real challah. Obviously, we don't eat it bisman hazeh anyway, because we're not kohanim. But he says, hilgah, nida kotzal challah. Right, nida could be kotzal challah. And even in the days when they ate the challah, v'ochel kohen katan. And a katan, what does katan mean here? A kohen who's not having the tumah hayotzal migufo at this moment is allowed to eat it. Look, right, that's what Rashi is 2 days. Does it mean a Kohen who at this moment is not having the Tumah, or a Kohen who isn't at the age of having this Tumah yet? Either way, 2 days in Rashi. But either way, no problem. Only eating it is a problem for this Tumah. If you lack a Kohen Katan, if there is no Kohen Katan, meaning the only Kohanim that she could find is, right, this is maybe why Rashi says the second day, a Kohen who's old enough to have the Re'iyah, or a kohen is only having the riya. So shakla breishma. So what should she do? She should put it on a stick, not touch it herself. Ashadya betanura, and then throw it into the fire. Why? So Rashi says, fourth wide line in Rashi, to kama de efshar liizdahu re mizdara miligaba meyach shekarul hashem. What she called it shame. What she called it chala. She should be zahir. Tosfos says why? Tosfos just said there's no problem with a tummy person touching it. So Tosa says the reason they have to touch it with a stick is just because you can want to burn it, be able to put it all the way into the inside of the fire to burn it well. So that's what, it's just Esa Tova, put it on a stick so you can really stick it into the middle of the fire. But you don't have to be Zaire in it. So Sarki and on that Rashi. The Gemara just said, somebody is Tumah Yosel Migufa, is allowed to touch it. So we have to work on that Rashi. Okay, but after she does, it's Vada Mafsha Chalach Risi. But after that, she should be Mafsha another piece of Chalach, Kihechi, Delotish Takech, Torah's Chalach. So that the whole Torah's Chalach is not forgotten, Vochal Kohen Gadol, and anybody can eat that. Because that's not real Chalach. That's just, so that the Takana of Chalach is not forgotten. Period. We continue. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, Rav Brachama, because Liba Arva, there was once going on a boat. Salak, Rav Amram left New Year. Rav Amram had to go to the bathroom for a minute, so he left. A woman came over to them on the boat, Alas Kamayu, and she went up in front of them. Amrlahu, she said, Tamimes, Maushe Yitbol V'Ochal Shumas Chutz La'aretz. Right? A woman is asking a wondrous question. Right? Tamimes, if a woman purchases Tamimes, can they be Tovel and eat Shumas Chutz La'aretz that day without waiting till nightfall? Usually somebody who's Tamimes has to wait till Harif Shemesh. So what, could you have that cooler here? Do you have to wait till nightfall? So remember, who's here on the boat? Rav Nachman, Rav Amram. Hey, we're talking about Amoraim here. So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman, Rami Brachama. So Rav Nachman says Rami Brachama. The Chiyazah Yesh Lanu. Wait, do we have the ashes of Paraduma to make you tahar anyway? Rashi says Bizman Hazeh. Kiva Deinachshav Hazah. Bizman Hazeh. Arif Shemesh Dami Lo Boy. What the whole thing is Drabanan Chutz La'aretz. So it's mutter. So Amar Lei, Rami Brachama. Lo Lechesh Le Lusaba. Shouldn't we wait for the third rabbi to come back? It's Alts Kovid to wait for him to ask him the Kasha. So at the Hachi Yasar of Amram, meanwhile he comes back. Amalu, he says, yeah, I agree. Hachi Yamar Rav, Tamei Meis, Tovel, V'Ochel, B'Shumas Chutz La'aretz. You could Tovel and in Shumas Chutz La'aretz right away. The Gemara just adds in, V'Les El Chazak Havase. We don't pass in that way. That Kula we don't hold of. Right? You got to go till night. Right? A whole separate topic. Also, the concept of Tful Yom. We mentioned in the past. It's fascinating. What are you by Tful Yom? You went to the mikvah, but you waited until nightfall. So you don't have to do anything, but you're just waiting. Are you Tameh? Are you Tahar? Amar Marzutra, we take out the Dalet, Amar Marzutra, Mishmei de Rav Sheisha, separate halacha, Tameh Sheretz, Tovel, V'Ochel, B'Chumas, Chutz La'aretz. Tommy Sheretz could be tovel and eat right away. And again, we don't pass him that way. You got to wait till nightfall in order to be able to eat it. Period. Okay, next section. Next section. The Mishnah has said that a bechor, it goes by year. Ne'echal shana b'shana. If you remember the fourth line of the Mishnah, ne'echal shana b'shana b'tam b'malmum, you go by years. That's how you figure out your b'chaz. Shenemar l'fnei Hashem al-kecha tochledu shana b'shana. You got to eat it during the year. Says the Gemara, mitakamar noled b'malmum b'tok shana so. Since it says that, l'meimra d'lashana d'day maninan. It sounds like you go by personal years here. You go, it goes, because it says, Nolan Moon, Betok Shana So. You don't go by the calendaric year. You go by the personal year of the animal. Minani Mili, how do you know this? Damar Vyu Damarav. Damar Kra, Lefnei Hashem Atam Shem Mokacha Tochlenu Shana Bishana. Right? It says, you eat in front of Hashem, and it says, Shana, a year in a year, Bishana. Ezeh Shana Shenechneses Bechaverta. What's a year that goes across 2 years? Havi Omer Shana Shabachar must be Shana Shabachar, which is a personal year, and therefore it could be within 2 calendaric years. Debe Rav Tana, that's one source. Debe Rav Tana, Shana Bishana, they have a different drasha of this Shana Bishana. Yom Echad Bashana Zu, V'yom Echad Bashana Zu, you're able to eat a Bechar one day in this year and one day in that year. Meaning what? You can eat it on the last day of the year. Limein Ala Bechar, Shenechal, L'Shayim, Ravai L'Echad, you can eat a Bechar for one day and the following day, so that's a raya, that a bechor is like kache kalim, and it can be eaten for day, night, day. Right, regular shlamim can. And we know a toda cannot. A toda is only day, night. What about bechor? So you know from this pasuk, it's like a shlamim, that is day, night, day. So the gemara tevei rav minolahu. So how does debay rav know that you go personal year, because they use the shana b'shana for something else. So how do they know to the halakha of our Mishnah? So yafim kachim, you learn from kachim, when you turn for kachim, certain karbanas have to be 1 year old, 2 years old. So the kachim gufay minol, and how do you know kachim themselves? Amar vas acha bar Yaakov, amar kra, keves ben shenaso. Shenaso shelo, velo shana shel minyan olam. Right? It's, you go by his year and not by the calendaric year. Period. Just one ha'ara, and that is, now maybe we'll just mention it and then we'll read it inside tomorrow. Right, what did it say here? That it's possible that the Bechor you can eat on the last day of its year. The last day of its year. But isn't the mitzvah, right? You're eating it the next day. Why are you allowed to do that? Well, so is it because since you started the mitzvah betoch hazman, excuse me, you're allowed to finish it la'achar zman? Does that work? What happens if you start davening before the end of the zman of tefillah? Are you allowed to continue after the zman of tefillah? Does that work? What happens if you give somebody shalach manos on Purim and they don't partake of it till after Purim? They don't even realize. Sometimes you leave it at their door because they're not home. They get back after Purim. But you started the mitzvah beforehand. Again, each one of these might be a unique context. So that, by the way, we'll start with tomorrow. True of the Eretz Tzvi, the Kashuk Lover. Right, about this topic, about starting during this man and finishing after this man, like this mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, before, during the year, and after the year. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Virav Nechal. We're still in the Limudim back and forth. We will continue.